Midwestern farms experience temperatures that can sometimes range from below zero to over 100 degrees during the course of a year. Phil's farm sees far less range in temperatures. However, he faces challenges most other farmers will never experience. The story of where that farm is located is this edition of The American Countryside. In 2003, Phil Corzine and two other farmers near Assumption, Illinois, began a venture called South American Soy, LLC. Their goal was to begin farming in Brazil.
Over the course of the next 6 or 9 months, found 90 or so individuals that had an interest in investing with us and put that money together and took it down to Brazil, started a company. We've bought about 3,500 acres of our own. Most of that's developed, and we have about 1,700 acres of crops. They're mostly soybean, a little bit of corn.
Phil knows how to grow soybeans. However, the climate in Brazil is far different than that of Illinois.
Our farms that are around 12 degree latitude, you know, I think Cuba probably is at around 16 or 18 degree latitude. So that gives you an idea of how tropical this area really is.
July and August can produce hot temperatures in the Midwest. It seems to always be hot in Brazil.
Very hot, though. It's 95 degrees year-round, gets up over 100 some days. Winter's hotter than the summer due to the lack of clouds, no rain, and just really hot during the wintertime. Very dry. Everything just dries up in Tocantins, where we farm there during the winter. The grass just dies and waits for the rain to come back.
Environmental pressure means little land will be converted from rainforest to cropland in the future. However, Phil says Brazil doesn't need to do it anyway.
There's a huge potential to expand production down there just on degraded pasture land that's already been converted years ago. And that land could be put into soybeans or corn or whatever. And, I mean, we're talking about an area that's probably bigger than what the United States has in production now that over the course of time, with the right economics, could be developed into usable cropland.
We'll have more about farming in Brazil next time as we travel the countryside. I'm Andrew McRae.